Welcome to the Love and the Fight Marriage Podcast. My name is Travis, and I'm here with my wife, Dawn.
Hey, everyone. It's so great to be with you guys today.
Well, we don't say this often enough, but honestly, guys, we care about you.
Yes, we sure do, man.
We are so grateful for you, and it matters to us that you tuned in and are listening, like, for real.
Yes, thank you. We love that you have been a part of this journey.
Yeah, we're amped, and the reason why we do this week in and week out is because we truly want to know that somewhere in the 84 countries that this podcast has been downloaded in, that there is a couple who is growing a strong marriage. And in some small way, if we're lucky, maybe we played a small role in that. We are fighting for your marriage, and we're excited to watch you guys continue to fight for your marriage as well.
Well, I love what you said, Travis, but I hope there's more than just one couple. Hopefully
I know.
More than one.
Hopefully but that's there's our, hundreds.
Yeah, but honestly, we know that if we are able to help one couple, it's worth our time and what we're doing here just to be with you guys today.
Oh my, it absolutely is. And wow, to know that there are other people out there that are following Jesus and loving their spouse with everything within them, man, that's a huge win and really rewarding for us.
I know, it's just super encouraging to me, you know, to know that there's other people that are fighting for their marriage just like we are every single day. So we are in it together. We are a team and we can do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Team marriage. Absolutely. Well, we've had a good week. It's been kind of fun. We got some new phones, and I'm not saying that, you know, to give you the highlight because of the phones themselves. I'm kind of saying that to rib you a little bit, Don.
You are. I know where you're going with this, because getting a new phone to me isn't usually the greatest thing. To you, it's great.
It's amazing.
But to me, it's not. And especially this time, because I had to re-log into every single thing. Like, it just took a long time.
Like 100 things.
Yes,
I forgot. Yeah,
and
that
even
happens.
An authenticator to get my work email. Like, so many things. I'm like, this is just crazy. Is it really worth having a new phone? But honestly, I must admit, this time was a little bit different, because I went from an iPhone 13 mini.
Let me just interrupt. The smallest phone on the planet.
Well, I wanted to fit in my pocket.
It's so small.
I don't want to carry a massive computer in my back pocket. So I went with the mini for the 13. Well, this one is not the mini. And it's great, because my eyesight's probably getting a little bit worse every day. But I can actually read my phone now. Like, I'm like, oh, it feels like a tablet. It's huge.
Well, and honestly, welcome to the world of normal phones, Don.
Hey, I'm sure there's other people out there that thinks that minis are great because they do fit in your pockets.
Well, in Swedish, välkommen. Welcome to to the world of normal phones,
phones. Well, I don't have to be like everybody else. I'm okay being me.
Oh, true, true. Yes.
No, I do appreciate our new phone.
I'm glad you're you. I'm attracted to you. Well, last night, it was kind of fun. We got a chance to go on a date.
We did,
a delayed date. It was one day after
Valentine's Day. Yes.
I can't think. I can't talk. But yeah, we went out on a Valentine's Day date a day later, and we went out to a really, really great meal. Not a fancy place, but just really great, kind of like pub food.
Yeah,
but
it was good.
There was some live music there, and that was a big reason why we went. There was a guy there that played guitar. One of the better musicians, guitarist,
incredible.
I think I've ever seen in my life. Great singer, but he was doing something unique. He had a music stand, and there was like not a brick, but like a cement block on his music stand.
Yeah, it was just his music book of all of his songs. You guys, I took a picture of it. I had never seen that many papers in one book. It must have been almost a foot tall.
It had to be.
It was crazy. And then he was flipping through it. I'm like, how does he even know where to go to find the next song? But he was very talented. It was a
so
fun
talented
night. And I'm so glad that we were wise enough to wait an extra day from Valentine's. We had a wonderful week, but it was just honestly one of those extra busy weeks. So we came home on Wednesday night. We're like, no, I think we should stay in for the night. I don't think we should go out, because I'm going to fall asleep.
Right.
It just wouldn't have been fun. I would have been just like a zombie.
And you didn't fall asleep last night. During, he had like 40, you know, lead guitar solo kind of things on his acoustic guitar, and was just killing it. And you didn't fall asleep at all. So
it
that's
was fun. It was
that's
a good
really
night.
Good. And we're not over exaggerating his songs. I swear he had 500 songs, and he'd be playing guitar and then flipping to the next song.
I know. He was crazy with this, good.
Like, look like thousands of songs. I don't know. It was wild. We had a great time. But just to fill you in a little bit, how this has been a pretty good week. Well, hey, the title of this episode is The One Conversation You Must Have with Your Spouse. And this isn't a part of the title, but we could maybe even add, and would regret if you didn't have that conversation with your spouse. And that's kind of a title that jumps out at us, isn't right, it, Don? Yeah, it might jump out at you.
Yeah, hopefully you're like, okay, I'm curious. Like, what is that one conversation that you must? I mean, it is true. It's a must have conversation. Well, we all know that communication is one of the most important things in marriage. And if it's not, it really should be. If you don't talk and communicate, share your feelings and update each other on what's happening, your marriage just won't make it very far. Your marriage relationship will eventually, it will break down. Your feelings for one another will wane and you will likely just drift further apart. And
that
we have seen
terrible.
That happen in multiple marriages around us. And even in our own marriage, when our communication is on, we're not as close as we know that we could be.
Absolutely.
But when we make communication, especially respect in communication, a priority, our relationships will not only flourish, but will have the potential to become all that we dreamed they could be. It's true. If you really put that time and make sure that you're communicating the right day. Unfortunately, you know, after the wedding day, some couples might walk away and just stop talking, like a quiet quitting.
Right.
Where they're just more silent. It's like a silent, hey, I'm going to just not communicate as much. And so you're quietly quitting
the marriage. Yeah.
You know, they may take their foot off a gas pedal, sometimes intentionally out of frustration. And honestly, sometimes they don't even realize that this is happening. As we just sit and think about reasons that couples might stop talking, I think the first thing that just pops into my mind is just because they're preoccupied. They have so much of the responsibilities of life on their minds that their spouse isn't even fortunate enough to get their mental and verbal leftovers. I have to admit, I feel like
gone.
The last week or two, I kind of felt like that was happening to me. Life just got so busy at work and with family and just so many things. I looked at you. I'm like, okay, I think I hit my limit. I hit my lid.
Yeah.
And I just kind of was living in my own world, but having to make sure, no, I can't. We still have to communicate. I still got to make sure that, you know, everything in life is just present that's happening and being able to talk through it.
Yeah, which was hard because you were tapped. You were mentally, you hit a wall.
Yeah,
and
I did.
You needed.
And I don't hit a wall very often, but I looked at you one night and I'm like, hey, Travis, I really think I'm at my limit. If there's one more thing, I think I could crash. And I don't even know what that looks like, but I just knew we needed to stop.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Another reason or another thing that maybe pops into my mind that, you know, couples stop talking is just because they're stuck. There's just so much conflict in the past and they can't figure out how to get unstuck or back the way they were before. They spiraled down into maybe a dark hole of arguments, insults.
That's so good. So true, actually. You know, just when you think of how things can go in a spiral down and then they don't come back sometimes.
Yep. You know, another thing that just pops in my mind is just they're afraid to talk. Maybe communication has been used as a weapon in the past through awful things that have been said and things that honestly can't be taken back. And fear has crept in where, you're just kind of walking on eggshells. So you're just afraid to talk. Or maybe some couples just can't see the point of talking anymore. They don't have a desire to communicate. So they don't say all the things that are necessary to breathe life into a relationship that is just slowly dying. So they just don't see the point.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it might be too that they don't know how to get the conversation started. I think sometimes couples want to communicate. There's just this desire to want to get to know each other better, but there's some kind of invisible wall. And so they just don't know what to talk about what questions to use to kind of get the conversations going. So they might also not have follow-up drill down questions ready to go. So maybe they ask a question and then it all dies after that question's answered.
I just look back at my parents' marriage when I was younger and I know that there would be conflict and sometimes they wouldn't talk for like months. Like it would be a long time. And I was like, wow, like that is a silent treatment and neither of them are going to say a word. And it was, it was not the greatest thing to experience or be a part of because it just felt like everything was going to explode, but they wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And you love them dearly. We love them dearly, but that was just kind of the reality. And,
yeah, that was just the environment that I grew up in. Yeah.
Some couples, you know, the husband grunts, the wife throws her hands up, you know, whatever it is, but the communication isn't there. And I think it's important to point out that it's not that couples get married kind of with this belief that they'll one day, you know, give each other the silent treatment. Of course they don't do that. It's that they slowly drift, you know, that way over time, drift apart. And it's simple, right? I mean, all you need to do to fix it is just talk, just share what's going on and how you feel. Of course, like we just discussed, that is not reality in many cases. So how do you get talking? Like how, as a couple, as a married couple, do you get that communication flowing both directions?
And keep it flowing. And you don't want to just do it once, like continually keep it flowing.
Yeah, where it's just bubbling out over and over again, kind of like a well that's springing up out of the water. Well, sometimes you have to just start simple. And sometimes you've got to just say, we're not going to talk about problems with our marriage or stressful things in our lives or money or any other thing that's bothering us right now. Sometimes a couple just needs to go on a date or a trip with a plan of really just deepening their understanding of their husband or their wife and of who that person is. As an individual. And so we want to, as a couple, you know, fighting alongside of you guys, we want to give you one little communication tool that we think if you use it often, it might just get your communication moving in a way that could really change how you think and how you talk to each other forever, possibly. So what is that tool? What is it?
Well, let me do the drum roll, right?
What is the
tool? Because communication is a big topic and we need communication.
Oh my gosh.
We feel like this is a good tool to have.
Yeah, it's a good one. Well, here it is, guys. We want you to take time with your spouse away from all of the craziness of life. And once a week, ask the question, what matters most to you? That's it. What matters most to you? You see, this is such an important question because in the busyness of life, how often are we looking eyeball to eyeball into our spouse's face and saying, hey, you know, with your hand on their knee or, you know, your hand on their shoulder and saying, hey, what matters most to you? Hmm. And here's the good part. After you've listened and heard what's really on their heart and on their mind and what matters most to them, then it's important to ask a drill down question that is just a part of this tool, and that is, what matters most to you right now?
Yeah, like right now, like for this next coming week, like now.
Exactly. Yeah. Or even just in this day. So, I mean, think about it. There's a big difference to what matters to a person most in life, and then what matters to a person most right now,
right, yeah.
Like what they're dealing with right now.
And we actually tried this, you guys. This is something that we don't just think, hey, let's have you guys try it. No, we tried it. And so we were on a date recently and Travis, that's exactly what you did. I didn't know where this was leading. And then obviously the podcast came out of this.
I popped the question.
Right. Yes.
This question.
Yes, you did. You're like, hey, Don, what matters most to me? And so I was just honest with you. And I'm like, obviously God matters most to me. My family matters most to me. My friends, like I love them. They matter most to me. My job. And then ultimately just making sure that I'm a productive member of society and trying to make a difference in the world. So those are just some big things that matter most. And I'm like, oh, cool. My, you know, answered my question. I gave you a few other things too, more at a big, large scale.
Yeah.
But then you just stopped and you asked me, you said, well, but what matters most now?
Hey friends, we'll get right back to the episode, but we just wanted to say if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please consider sharing it on social media, leave us a review, and be sure to subscribe. We would also love to hear from you, so feel free to leave a comment. And for more information about Travis or Don Rosinger, go to lovingthefight.com. now. Yeah, at this moment. And I was really pleasantly surprised just some of the things then all of a sudden. And I kind of compared it to, you know, the question, what matters most is like a whole pizza, right?
Right. Yeah.
But then when I say, well, what matters most to you right now, like in life this week, and then it's like taking a piece of that pizza. And now I'm holding it in my hands. It's up close. I'm not overwhelmed by the whole thing. And you began to give me things, Don, that I was like, whoa, now I'm suddenly very in tune with your mind, your heart, or the stress, the responsibility, or even the things that you care most about in your life at this moment.
Right. It's cool that you asked me what matters most first, because it just helped me just stop and just recenter my thoughts in that moment. What does matter most? It was like a great macro level, right? And I was able to like, man, I know this matters the most. So when you ask then micro, you know, on the micro level, what matters most now, I was able to take what matters most, but look through a different lens. And it was great. And I was able to give you just completely different answers.
Yeah. When I asked that question first, your answer initially was like big block things like God, family, friends, my job, you know, making sure I'm not wasting my life away, things like that. But then when I asked you, Don, you know, what matters most right now, like this week, then I heard from you a completely different set of specific things like spending time with family. And you were talking about those family members or getting rest. We talked about hitting the wall or you know, having that break. We're going on vacation next week. And just in the midst of a busy week of lots of work, you're planning out a funeral for somebody. And, you know, you just shared things about relationally, about hanging out with our friends or a small group or, again, just that getting away. And hearing those things were so important for me. And really, it made our time together so special. It was very bonding.
Yep. Honestly, when you switch it to what matters most to you now, it was just totally different answers. And it helped me really look at you and go, wow, you're actually listening to what I'm saying. You're caring, you're hearing. And so now you know what's pressing in this moment. And now our actions, your actions from here on out, you'll understand where I am at.
Yeah, this is a powerful question that really you can leverage it. And it does a lot of work within side of a human heart, but within a relationship.
Right. So why is this a must ask question? Well, we want to reveal the secret sauce behind this question. And I think it's this: it will show that you respect your spouse and what they really care about. Your relationship will automatically, it just goes to a deeper level. The minute you asked me that and stopped and I knew that you were listening, I just went a little bit deeper and let you know how I truly felt. You know, you'll experience a greater intimacy when you know what really matters most to your spouse, because then it puts you guys on the same page. It increases your listening skills, because I would have been really frustrated if you would have asked me more of a deeper question and not taken the time to just stop in, you know, listen to me. When you make it a habit of just asking this question often, you will become a much better listener, because it's going to give you answers for your next week for both of you on both sides.
Yeah. Why is this a must ask question? That's kind of hard to say, must ask. But really too, it's, you're going to discover things that you didn't realize mattered to your spouse. And in fact, you're likely to uncover their values. And why is that important? Because values are so need to know kind of pieces in their lives, and you realize what's important to them. And then you can talk about them, and you can even write them down or remember them and keep bringing them up to your spouse. And again, that just provides that deep connection. Jesus said, he said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it's open to them. We know Jesus is talking about prayer and our relationship with our Heavenly Father and Him, but this is actually a great communication verse and a chunk of wisdom. Jesus is like, hey, you ask a question, you're going to get an answer.
Right. Yeah.
And that's really what we're trying to say is, you know, this is a must ask question.
It is.
Where you ask and you're really wanting to hear the heart behind what's going on in your spouse. And so when you do that, why does it work and why is it a must ask question? Because it will satisfy a curiosity that you already have about your spouse. I mean, after all, you're the one that married them, you fell in love with them, and the whole idea was to spend spend a lifetime together getting to know each other. And so you want to know these answers about your spouse that they're about to give you you ask that question. And you likely just don't know how to get them from them. But by using this question, hey, what matters most to you?
Right now.
I think those are just super, super important. And the effect is this. It's going to blow up your communication in the best way possible. I mean, they're going to likely ask you that back, which will get two-way communication going. And that's what every couple, every relationship needs.
You know, ultimately, I think it's going to diffuse a thing called narrative fallacy. You know, we think we know why our spouse does something or maybe acts a certain way. So then we create stories, you know, or that go along with these assumptions that we have created, you know. Asking this question shatters those assumptions. It doesn't help you have this false narrative. It gives you the truth. So then you don't just play into like something that's false. That's not a reality. I appreciate what Roy Bennett said. He says this: listen with curiosity, speak with honesty, act with integrity. The greatest problem with communication is we don't listen to understand. We listen to reply. When we listen with curiosity, we don't listen with the intent to reply. We listen for what's behind the words. That is an incredible quote. I love that. It's so true. You want to make sure that you're listening with curiosity.
Yeah, I like that part, listening with curiosity, because man, that just really starts to like, I don't care what I'm going to say next, Don. Yeah. I'm just dying to know what is in your heart. Mm. And that's what's so powerful about that question.
Right. And that question, honestly, it truly applies to almost every topic. What matters most to you with family? What matters most to you with sex? What matters most to you with having fun? And you know what you want to do for hobbies?
Yeah.
What matters most?
And that's part of why this is such a great communication tool, because we want you to use this what matters most overall, what matters most today or this week. But like you just said, Don, when it's applied, you can use that for
way
anything.
More specific,
hey,
yes.
What matters most to you at work right now, with your family? Man, it just opens a world of possibilities.
I think it will ultimately make your spouse just really feel significant, because someone they love is taking the time to find out what matters most to them. And not only taking the time to find out what matters, but actually listening.
Yeah, that's so good. And it's also going to inform you how to pray for them. And this might be the most important part. Why? Because praying specific prayers for your spouse is so important. Like, prayer changes things, and prayer changes the person that prays them.
Right, yep.
And so when I pray for you, Don, those specific things that you've given me, man, God's going to begin to move and do things in your life, but he's also going to change my heart. Like, I'm not going to be as cranky towards you or as frustrated or whatever it is, because I know you better, but I'm also lifting you to God in prayer.
And I can tell, because oftentimes if I tell you something of what really matters most or what I need right there in that moment, I will get a text from you later on, typically, that says that you're praying for me, and you'll list out those specific areas that I need prayer for. And it's, man, that's just encouraging, knowing that you're fighting with me, or you're my cheerleader, and I'm going to make it through.
Yeah. And Proverbs 18:17 says, the one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. And the context is the court of law. You know, when you get two people that, two different people that are talking and trying to draw that out. But that's really, again, this is another verse about communication, how communication can be very one-sided, and it takes sometimes another person to bring it up and draw that out. And so, I think that we don't know the whole story until we get communication flowing two ways, from me to you, Don, and Don from you to me. All right, guys, your assignment is to go on a special date, go on a trip, or put the kids to bed early, stay home, light some candles, have a little, meal that you made, and ask this question: what matters most to you? Then follow up with the questions: what matters most to you right now?
And the key to this is just being honest.
Yes.
Like, when you are asked those questions, take the time and just be honest and say, this is what matters most to me right now. It's going to be different next week. It's going to be different the following week. But what matters most to you right now?
Yeah. And feel free to apply that to many other different topics. Well, hey guys, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Loving the Fight Marriage Podcast.
Remember, you can do it. You got this. Keep loving the fight.
We'll see you next time.